very famous Mishnah at the end of Masechta Yoma, the end of the 8th chapter. So, Shimi will do the honors.
Okay.
Okay, so we basically have two halves to the Mishnah. We have the famous comment of Rabbi Akiva, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, that Hashem is the mitaher of Klal Yisrael. Lifnei mi atem mitarim, umi mitar eschem. So the language was analyzed very carefully by the Rav. We'll leave that aside for the moment, because we have much to do in terms of building up the first half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah seems to be, again, superficially unrelated. Ilan Goldstein, what's the first half of the Mishnah about? That Yom Kippur, as a mechaper, is not an end-all and be-all, right? There's some limitations that are intrinsic to Yom Kippur as a mechaper. Go ahead. Yeah, so there's a whole class of averos for which Yom Kippur apparently is not effective. So there are really two ways of understanding that. Either Yom Kippur has nothing to do with these things. That's one perspective. What would another perspective be? David? Oh, you're about to say something very important, okay? Go ahead. Oh, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitaher, even the, it's a machlokas. Yeah, that's a fascinating idea, David. We'll come back to it. There are a lot of very famous drushes, exactly the opposite, but that's what I thought you were going to say. But before we get to the sort of like, you know, the, ordinary differential equations level analysis, let's just talk about it on the very pshat level. So either we would say that Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Averos, Bein Adam L'Chaveru, or Rami, exactly, beautifully done. Rami, you formulate things so crisply. That's exactly right. So that Yom Kippur is a mechaper, but there's a prerequisite. So before you can take ordinary differential equations, you gotta, you know, complete the calculus sequence. So what's the prerequisite? Ad Sheiratis Chaviro, and then Yom Kippur could be a mechaper. So that appears to be the language of the Reisha. Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ad Shiratzes Chaveru. Now, it could very well be that in the Reisha of the Mishnah, that's gufa the difference between the Stam and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Anybody just fill in the... The Stam says... Shemi, again, go ahead.
The Stam says that... That Yom Kippur does mechaper, but only once you ratzes chaveru.
Exactly.
The Drasha says, "Mikol chatosecha malufnei Hashem titaru," and only for chatosecha malufnei Hashem titaru. It doesn't affect the
other. Right. So again, just very, very straightforward. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah might be saying, "Averus shivin adam lechaveru, ein Yom Kippur mechaper, ad sheiratzes chaveru," as an endorsement of the Stam. In other words, that this is the idea. That, Yom Kippur is effective, but first you have to appease your friend. Or Achi Ratzes Chaveru might actually be a separate clause. Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper, pause. Achi Ratzes Chaveru, that the Kapara is achieved not through Yom Kippur, but through Ritzvei Chaveru. We'll see that this issue is an issue in the Rishonim. How to understand Shuvah Ben Adam LaChaveru. Now, David, what you said is of enormous value, but you're like three periods ahead of us, okay? Ilan, go ahead. Go ahead. You can introduce it now.
The connection between the mikvah and the Averus HaBein Adam, Averus HaBein Adam HaMakom is by a mikvah.
Yeah, so we will explore that. And David was saying, I don't know if everybody could hear, but David was saying, David was saying an amazing idea, that the Tara of Hashem is so powerful that it's able to do just the opposite, that it's even able to provide Tahara, forget about this Chatzitza idea, for Averos ben Adam l'chaveru. So we really have a wide range of possibilities in terms of reading the Mishnah, but the one that we're going to be focused on at first is this question of whether Yom Kippur really has anything to do with Averos sheben Adam l'chaveru. Is it operating on the same scale? Okay, Noam of the house of Baron-Holtz, take a look at the first source, a familiar source to us, but we'll focus on different elements. So like the Rambam is going through all these different kinds of averos. The Rambam starts talking about ase and los ase, zadon and shgaga, korban, not a korban. The Rambam like is spanning the entire sweep of human spirituality. And the last line is chovel bechavero, a mugging, hamazik mamono, aval pisha shilim moshe chayevlo, and a miskaper achis vada viyashiv milasos kazela olam shenemar, as the pasuk says, mikol chatos hadam. So the Kesef Mishnah, interested by this last part of the Rambam here, again, the very beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, so Yaakov Sachs, take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. This is Rav Yosef Karo's comment. So the Kesef Mishnah says, I know what the source of the Rambam is. It's a Mishnah in Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadi Beis, at the very end of Perek HaChovel. The only thing that I'm like a little bit perplexed by is why the Rambam changed the pasuk. In the Mishnah, we find a different set of psukim, and the Rambam is making this pasuk, the source, change. Isho isha ki yasu mikol chatos adam visvadu eschatasam asher asu. So he's not sure. Mikol makom ma'ed ma'apik la rabbeinu mikol chatos adam tzarech iyun heichi ma'isi lo. Why did he depart from the simple reading of the Mishnah? So let's read the Mishnah, and then we'll evaluate the Kesef Mishnah's analysis, which I think is questionable at its very foundation. Is this actually the source of the Rambam? I personally am deeply skeptical. Okay, so Avi Tepler, go ahead. Take a look at the Mishnah from Bava Kamma. Person who commits an interpersonal crime.
Afal pi shu no sin lo in nimcha lo achivakesh menu. Shneim lar v'ata hashiv ishes gomer. Minayin shim lo macha lo shu oksari. Shneim lar v'ispal Abraham el ha'alokim.
Okay, so here the crime isn't merely a financial crime, but it's a kidnapping, right? Avimelech took Sarah, probably under more innocent circumstances than Paro, but that's for a chumash here for a different time. And the Mishnah talks about that there's a chiyuv of bakashas mechila. That's what the Rambam was talking about here in the line. So anybody believe that that's actually the Rambam's Makor? This Mishnah? Shimmy, go ahead.
I don't think so, because Rambam never says anything about asking for Mechila.
Exactly right. So it happens to be that the Makabeh Patish is that the Rambam does paskin this Mishnah in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva. But what's the topic of Perek Aleph Halach Aleph? It has absolutely nothing to do with Bakashas Mechila Ad Shiratzes Chaveiro. What does it have to do with?
Vidui.
Exactly right. It has to do with Vidui. And what is Vidui? Is Vidui Bifnei another person? Lifnei Hashem. Ad Shiyashuv Achote Mechato Lifnei Hashem V'yizvada. Chayiv L'izvada is Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. It was read, you know, perfectly. Chayel isvados, no Barinholtz read it. Lifnei hakel baruchu. So the point at the end of Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, the Rambam says chena chovel bechaveru amazik mamono, and so on and so forth. Avol bishashila mashu chayev lo, is the Rambam is trying to explain that mikol chatos haadam ben ase ben losase ben zadon ben shkaga ben karban ben shein mivin alein karban, that what's essential always, what do you always need? Vidui. That's how the Rambam begins Hilchos Tshuva. It has nothing to do with the Mishnah in Masechta Yoma. Nothing. It has nothing to do with the Mishnah in Masechta Bava Kamma. Nothing. It's a completely different topic. It's about vidui. So again, there are two inadequate forms of penitence for a person to have: internal charata and to return whatever it is, the wife, the money, you know, the sheves, the tsar, the nezek, the boshes, whatever it is. So there are two ways that could fail as far as the mitzvah of tshuva is concerned. One of them is without vidui, that you always need vidui, and the other one, unrelated, is Ilan? Atziratzes chaveru? Barak Aleph, the Rambam's not interested in that. Okay. So, the Makabeh Patish, Shimi, you were absolutely correct. You've been correct about four times so far today. So the Makabeh Patish is what we find in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and Perak Beis. Okay, so Levi, go ahead. This is the fourth source in your Makoros.
Can I just ask about this Mishnah?
Yeah.
How does the first pasuk quote prove the point he's trying to make? Like, how is that being mevakesh mimenu? Isn't Hashem telling him to just give Sarah back?
Very good. Okay, so when we see the Pnei Yoshua, that will come up as well. Okay, what exactly is the logic of the Mishnah? V'yataha sheveshe sa'ish kinavuihu v'yispalel ba'adcha v'chyeh. Could be that the seifa of the pasuk is the critical part. Okay. In other words, he's going to daven for you, maybe if you ask him for mechila. But it's good. It's good deal. Okay, so go ahead, Levi. Okay, so Levi, just translate that expression for a second. So there appear to be almost two dinim here. Go ahead.
Well, I would think maybe Ratzoso is focused more on the victim, and then the Yimcholo is more focused more on the perpetrator.
Very good. So this is that was said very well. saliva, you know, the oft-heard expression, subject to our analysis, by the way, an Erev Yom Kippur, do you mochel me? What would the Rambam say about that?
First, you have to be miratzim.
Exactly. There's a whole... It's not... This person says, do you mochel me? Who are they looking out for?
Themselves.
Yeah. So the Rambam says, chayav lo tzarech chayav lo tzarech l'ratzoso. I have to speak about what you did and say I was wrong. I caused you harm and suffering. Bein b'mamono, bein b'gufo, whatever the issue is. Klala, gezela, whatever the issue is. And then, and only then, v'lishol mimenu sheyim b'cholo. Who has the audacity to ask somebody to forgive them b'mechila gemura, b'leiv shalem, without acknowledging very directly what they've done wrong? It's selfish. Okay.
You going? Afilu lo hiknit es chavero ela bidvarim tzorich lefaiso livgobo ad sheyim cholo. Lo ratz
chavero livgobo. So even if the offense was only, kivayachol only.
Verbal?
So tzorich lefaiso, again, that seems to be synonymous with l'ratzoso. Vilifgoa bo, to beseech him, right, by Ifgaba Makom and Pigia Lashon Tvila, to beseech him ad sheyimcholo. So the Rambam says again, whether it was bodily chavala, whether it was financial gezela, even if it was just words, you're obligated, lefaiso vilifgoa bo ad sheyimcholo. Very fascinating expression. Now, I'll pause for a second here. You know, there is a very, very famous discussion in the Achronim between Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and the Mishnah Berurah on this point, where I've often tried to bring a raya from this Rambam in one direction. It's not a raya b'chrachas, but it's what I think. So, does anybody know this story when they brought Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, to give his Haskama? So, what was the issue?
Oh, I know, Rabbi.
Go ahead.
He refused to give his Haskama, I think, because he didn't like the approach of the Chafetz Chaim, who said that in order to do teshuvah, you have to go to the victim and say explicitly, like, oh, I told Lashon Hara about you, and like this is what I said. And so Rabbi Yisrael Salanter didn't like that.
Now bring a raya to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's point from the Rambam.
Well, you're not being nefarious to him if you say he's bad.
Levi, better. It was so good. Say better. That was half-hearted. Well, bring a raya from the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam is talking about all the Averos, Ben Adam L'Chavero, and he's saying, Gozel L'Chavero, Ve'achovel L'Chavero, Mekal L'Chavero. So, the Rambam, Lu Yitzir, the Chavetz Chaim was right, should have said something. And instead, he uses language which supports the approach of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter when it comes to Dvarim, when it comes to Lashon Hara.
Afilu, is the word afilu?
Afilu, he says, the outer limit's good. Afilu, what's the outer limit if you only did what?
Told Lashon Hara.
Ah! Iman? Exactly! Lo hiknit es chavero. You drew your friend's ire through Dvarim. But let's say he doesn't know about it. The chor of the din doesn't apply. Ad she yiratze es chavero v'yivakesh menu mechila. Now, you could argue, okay, the Rambam was just saying, hiknit es chavero, the orech aro, but I think that it's meduk in the Rambam that Yisrael Salanter was correct. And this nekuda, I'm not saying that it's a reason to withhold the haskama, that's a different issue. I think that he actually withheld it, but we'll let the historians figure that out. But the outer limit, Levi, you had the right diuk. You got us into the first and goal. So Ilan punched it in for us. So the afilu, the outer boundary, is hachovel, the hagozel, mekalo, the outer boundary, even if you think you did nothing to him other than offend him through speech. So that too requires a ritzui. You have to appease him, which again presumes that he knows about it. And then in addition to that, Rivakesh Menu Mechila. I think there's a raya for here to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Be that as it may, then the Rambam says something, I think, quite astonishing. Lo ratza chavero, let's continue on.
Nimcholo, maybe lo shura shal shlosh b'nei adam meireyav, vogim bo mubakshin imenu. Lo nisratza lohen, maybe lo shniya shlishis.
Okay, so far, by the powers of higher mathematics, how many human beings are involved in this?
11.
Right. So you have the offended party, you have the offending party, and then you have the shuros, these delegations of Bnei Adam, Meireyav. So I always like to kid around with my wife. You know, she's always commenting on the number of friends that I have in a very loving way. So I said, it would be impossible to do this din with me, because you have to have at least how many?
Nine,
yeah, it's a lot. So they can't be the same person. So maybe you have to send the same people back in my case. I don't know. That's an entire discussion in the Achronim. Let's say a person only has three friends. Okay, so be that as it may, the Rambam says this is the whole choreography here. It's based on the Gemara Neumann, Daf Pei Zayin. Fine. So Lo Ratza.
Lo Ratza Menicho V'Holichlo. Mezeh Shalom Ochal Hu Hachotei.
So the Rambam has two astonishing chidushim that we have to investigate at great length. So what's the first? This is like the transitive principle. I don't really understand it. So Levi, what's the first massive chidush in the Rambam here? And Averu Shebinadu L'Chaveru? Yeah, well, what does that even mean? Hu Achote? Well, there's like a transfer of the sin?
Maybe it's a transfer. Maybe it's the fact that he says ha chote makes it sound like it's the same, a transfer of the avera rather than just saying chote.
V'zeshalo machol hu achote. He's the one who's the sinner. It's like let's say I'm a gangster, so I mug people, and then I have a change of heart. I know that I mugged such and such individual over there in Riverdale, you know, in Levi's neck of the woods, you know, person was walking back, you know, I don't know, from the RJC, Myriv, I take the wallet off the guy, you know, and before Yom Kippur, I come back with his wallet, I say, you know, you remember that after Myriv, on Yud Ches Tammuz, you know, I came after you, I says, yeah, I remember, I've been looking for my wallet, the credit cards I canceled. So and then I say, you know, and the guy says, no, you know, you ruined my summer. And then I find nine of the guy's friends, because he's coming back from Myriv, so I assume that he's friends with all the people. I divide them into three groups, right? I send the first wave in, I send the second wave in, I send the third wave in. The guy says, no way. And what? Then all of a sudden, this guy becomes a chovel b'chavero. Zeshalo machal u'achote. It's a little hard to believe that the chait in question could be transferred. I think when we grow up, like, that's the way that we're taught this. It seems impossible to believe that could be the case in halacha.
So maybe just means he's doing an avera, but not the same avera.
Ah, so between the two of them, he's the sinner.
But I feel like the fact that it says hachote, that's what I was trying to say before. That's what I was trying to say before, is that ha chote makes it sound like specifically that avera, rather than just saying who chote. You said he's sinning.
Right, he is the sinner. So this needs to be understood. This is not a simple line. Yehuda, go ahead.
It might be that if you try to get a feel for someone and they absolutely refuse it, we just automatically grant you. It's like we say, you made your efforts, we're going to give you a feel. Now, of the parties involved, the only sinner is him.
So I think that's a very important idea. But I think that gets into a very deep place about the way that Dinan Ben Adam L'Chavero work. I think what you're saying is, it sounds simple superficially, but I think it actually gets to a very deep place. Because what, and I'll just start to say it now, but we're not going to appreciate this fully until tomorrow. So what Yehuda is suggesting is that there's this interaction, right? And until, you know, this moment when I'm very seriously, Miratza him, and I'm sincerely trying to be Mavakesh Mechila, and he's refusing to grant. So up until this point in our relationship, I have been the victimizer and that person has been victimized. But in the world of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, right, even if it's not the same chait, because Levi, I agree with you, it sounds that way, but that's sort of an impossibility. So now the shoe is on the other foot. In terms of who's the victimizer and who's the victimized, so now things have flipped around. Okay? That's very important. So Yehuda, you're setting the stage for something absolutely critical. When it comes to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, it could be that we're much less process-focused and much more result-focused. The issue in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is that one human being grieved another. But at some point, those statuses can flip. In a very fascinating way. That can change. And the person who's the nifga, the person who's the nizak, can now become the mazik. That's really what the Rambam has to say. Just so that you appreciate what a big chiddush it is, just look at the language of the Mechaber, which is largely based on the presentation of the Rambam, based on the Gemara, but let's look at the language of the Mechaber, because you'll see that the Mechaber went in a different direction, because it's a huge chiddush to say it. Okay? Eitan, go ahead. Avero shebein adam lechavero. Eino zakuklo. What does that mean? Eino zakuklo. He's no longer responsible. What doesn't he say? He doesn't say hu achote. It said you did your part. There's nothing else for you to do. Okay, so then the Ramah jumps in. Mio yomer acharkach livei asara. Shabike shemin mechila. There's this din of piersum. We'll get into that in a little bit. So you appreciate the chiddush of the Rambam so much more after you've seen that the Mechaber deliberately rejects it. Number one. Number two, what conclusion? We asked the question based on the Mishnah and Yuma at the very beginning. Ilan, how did the Mechaber learn that Mishnah? Okay, so that's true, right? So we saw in the Kesef Mishnah, but just in terms of the clair that we had at the very, very, very beginning, what's the relationship between Yom Kippur and Bein Adam L'Chaveiro?
Oh, just that Yom Kippur is not
involved. So it is involved. There is a connection between Yom Kippur and Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So he took the Mishnah to mean Ad Shiratzes Chaveiro means Eino Mekippur Mechaper Ad Sheyafai Yisenu. That Yom Kippur is very much related to the world of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. But Rami, this is what you call the intermediate step. Let me ask you a question. Does the Rambam believe that Yom Kippur is involved? In Averus Bein Adam L'Chaveiro? Ein Shum Zecher. The Rambam didn't understand it that way. Does the Rambam say that there's any particular zman that this bakashas mechila, that this ritzoy and pio should take place? Dafka not. Ilan, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, where are these dinim situated? It's clear as day, right? The first the Rambam talks about Yom Kippurim is Ketz mechila uslicha li Yisrael lefika chayavim akol isvados. And then he moves on to the Averus Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It's separated out from Yom Kippur. So the two ways we had of reading the Mishnah is Gufa Machokas between the Rambam and the Mechaber. Is Yom Kippur part of the Kapara for Averus Bein Adam L'Chaveiro?
I think so.
The Mechaber says obviously it is. But when it comes to the Rambam does not recognize the role of Yom Kippur in that process. Again, another point between the Rambam and the Mechaber is the issue of Eino Zakuklo versus Vehu Achote. Okay, and then a third issue between the Rambam and the Mechaber is what the Rambam had to say. Again, what was the other massive chiddush in the Rambam? Then when it comes to Rabbo, what did the Rambam demand? Afilu elef pa'amim. There is no outer boundary. And what do the Mechaber say? Vimu Rabbo tzarech leilech lo kama pa'amim ad she yispayes. He knew the Rambam. He knew the Rambam bal peh. But he toned that down also. So the Rambam's formulations in the world of Ben Adam the Chaveiro are very important. And they're not obvious, and they're not incorporating into the Shulchan Aruch. So to review, it's detached from Yom Kippur. It's very important. It seems to work along different lines. Second of all, so hu hachote. In that relationship between the aggrieved and the one who's the perpetrator, so that identity shifted. And elef pa'amim, for Rabbo, what is the wrong? Elef pa'amim? What is it? Hashava saveda? What is it? Hocheach tochiach? Where you have explicit drash? Elef pa'amim? What? How do we account for the Rambam's seeming extremism on this point? So we have a lot to work on in terms of all of these issues between the Rambam and the Mechaber. Okay, so let's hold it up here. Let's take all the questions that we have. Those on Zoom, we have the following lineup: Noam Barinholtz, Rami, and Shimi.